How much cuteness can you handle? These kittens are so adorable. I just want to hold them tight. Wait, am I the only one feeling like this? Why do we want to squeeze something cute or eat it up? Scientists have studied the characteristics of what we perceive as cute and how it affects our brains. Could too much cuteness cause you to do something bad? And what is cuteness aggression? This is Your Body On, Cuteness Overload. You might think plastic surgery is the realm of rich people getting a new nose, breast implants, or liposuction, but that's just the tip of the iceberg for its many users. If you think plastic surgery is superficial, the following three stories will prove you wrong. These people have overcome serious conditions and injuries thanks to reconstructive procedures. What risks did they face? How have they recovered after plastic surgery? This is Your Body On, Plastic Surgery Stories. Cancer Survivor Gets Makeover. Melissa Granier is a teacher who recovered from uterine and breast cancer. She required a double mastectomy, meaning both her breasts were removed. Harsh chemotherapy caused her to lose her teeth. In 2020, she flew to Los Angeles to see a plastic surgeon. She had tissue expander surgery and got permanent breast implants. The surgeon performed a rhinoplasty to help shape Melissa's nose. She got Botox injections and eyelash extensions. She also received custom dentures and new veneers to replace her missing teeth. The incredible makeover brought her to tears. For the first time, she was able to look like her younger self before cancer. Your Body On, Why We Love Being Scared. Zombies, vampires, jumping off a bridge. We not only enjoy these thrills, but seek them out, even though we try to avoid fear in our everyday lives. So, why do we love being scared? Could fear be healthy? This is Your Body On, Why We Love Being Scared. Stress is a part of our life. We work hard to avoid it, and yet we still seek out forms of short-term stress for our amusement. The speed of a roller coaster, the rush of a bungee jump, the shock of a scary movie. What do these thrills do to our bodies? What makes them so enjoyable? To find out, let's take a look how fear works in the brain.